Hello, welcome to this 5-minute screencast about Windows Server 2008 R2 Server Core. In this screencast, we will talk about IIS 7.5 and how to configure the web server to serve PHP websites using a fast CCI interface. First of all, to allow the Windows Server to run PHP as fast CCI, we need to enable 32-bit support on the box. To do this, we will install, using the DISM tool, the feature named Server Core WoW 64. This feature allows to emulate 32-bit code to run on a 64-bit box. This installation went really fast because I already installed WoW 64 before. When you install it on your box, you will need to restart the server. Before configuring IIS 7.5, we need to make sure that we have a PHP distribution deployed on our web server. In order to do this, I will move to another management station I have, where I have downloaded the PHP 5 from php.org. What we need to do is copy these binaries to our web server. To do so, we will use the standard window share. Our web server is called cavemp01, and I will paste it on the root directory of the C drive. I can see beneath these binaries the phpcci.exe file that will be used by IIS7 to serve PHP pages. Going back to our web server on the server core, here we have the PHP folder with the binaries inside, and now I will install IIS 7 with all required components to run a fast CCI application. I will use the package manager utility to specify many components at the same time. You can find it listing on the post related to this screencast. This went pretty fast because I already had the web server deployed, but the main component to take into consideration is the IIS CCI feature that will allow us to configure IIS to serve PHP files. Later on, I have to make a couple of configurations on IIS 7 related to the fast CCI feature. In this line, I am using the appcmd, which is a command line that comes with IIS 7, to set a configuration file section. The section we are touching is the section called fastcci. This is a section beneath an XML file that acts as the configuration for the web server. And I am just adding a line to point to our binaries of PHP we already deployed on this server. appcmd is not recognized because I am not on the correct folder. I should move to where this command line is located, which is under system32 server. Here the command line will run well. And here it gives me a confirmation that the configuration was successfully committed. We have to add a second configuration, which will take care of creating the PHP module handler. Again, we are using the appcmd command, and as you can see, we are touching the handler sections, basically telling that all PHP files should be served by the module called fast CGI module we created before. We apply the configuration and we are done with configuring the web server. Now let's move to a management workstation, which we were a couple of minutes ago, and we will do some remote management on our server core web server, which is called env01. I am providing credentials. And to see on a graphical way what we did before, we created a handler mapping that is called PHP FastCGI, which has configured IIS to process all PHP files using our phpcgi.exe. To test our configuration, we will simply deploy a simple PHP file that I have here. That, if you open it, the notepad, it is just a PHP info command that we will issue to the web server just to test the health of our deployment. Again, I will xcopy this file to the web server. Pub www root. I already had it here, copy and replace. So now, using the IIS management console, I can browse the info.php file on our remote web server, and you can see that it is successfully managing PHP related requests. So this is how we end our screencast. What we talk about is how to prepare our server core web server to deploy PHP. We only enable Windows on Windows support to run 32-bit applications, and later on I show you which were the correct command lines to issue to the web server to well configure and be able to serve PHP websites. I hope you find this useful. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.